This is Action Podcast with Paul Bailey and Chris Jansen.
So, Paul, we're nearing the end of January now, and I've been reflecting back on all the changes that have happened since the start of the year and getting establishing new habits or getting into new habits, and specifically around morning habits. And it's interesting, we've talked before about how the perhaps the first 20 minutes of the day can really set your day on a certain path, either positively or perhaps negatively. What's your experience been with the first 20 minutes of your day?
Yeah, hi, Chris. And yeah, it's amazing that we're already pretty much at the end of January. And with morning routines, there is definitely two streams of thought with me. If I get up in the morning and I allow myself to go into autopilot mode, you can guarantee that I will eventually drag myself into the shower, get changed, get ready, and drag myself out of the house. And guaranteed, I'll probably be late at that point. So my day's already started with me being late.
Mm-hmm.
The other stream for me is when I get up in the morning and I'm sat there with my godly cup of coffee that has given me life. And basically in that time, what I end up doing is just making two or three notes in my diary for that day of what I want to do. And it could be something as simple as what I want to have for dinner when I get home in the evening, so I don't have to think about it. And just that whole process kind of sets me up on track, and I leave the house on time, and I know two or three things that I'm going to do that day. That the difference is outstanding.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great example of how a little action in that first 20 minutes of the day can really make a difference in the productivity or effectiveness or fulfillment and the happiness of your day and the success you have. And to really be conscious in that first 20 minutes of what you would like to accomplish that day, what you would like to get out of that day, is something that a lot of people don't do. But certainly in the field of coaching, in the field of personal development, you hear a lot of people talk about the power of being conscious about how you approach every day. And it is each and every day. And of course, it will change from person to person, and different things will work for different people. But I think it's really important that when people are trying to affect change, and especially at the start of the year when they're perhaps are realigning themselves to different goals or different resolutions they have, a lot of them around health, a lot of them around what they want to accomplish. So people are really trying hard to make those kind of changes. And one thing that's often overlooked is the power of the morning habits. And it's an interesting example. You say that what works for you is while you're having your morning cuppa, to be conscious about and give yourself some awareness around what you want to get out of that day. And just even having two or three items to look forward to really puts you in a different state of mind. And yeah, the success of your day is so much driven by your state of mind. And I think that's a really great example.
Yeah, even though it's only one or two things, it really doesn't matter. As long as there's a couple of things that will just give me almost like an anchor throughout the day, so that I know that at least at the end of the day, I'm going to achieve those things, and that will make the whole day a success. And the rest of my day will fit around those and make everything else flow.
And you can only imagine that if you took two perhaps extreme examples, but extreme for illustration, is that if someone followed the habit that you have of in that first 20 minutes to take some time to write down some special things that they want to have done that day, how they would have perhaps a boost of energy as they get up and then take care of their day. At the other end of the spectrum, you can imagine, and we've got clients like this, and we've had friends like this, and perhaps we've been in the state ourselves, is when that alarm goes off, the first thought in your head is, oh, another day. I don't feel like going to work. I hate my job. I can't wait for the weekend. And you can imagine what that thought and frame of mind in the first 20 minutes, what kind of energy they're going to have or not have, and how they're going to tackle their day. And perhaps I would certainly venture to guess that they will have more disappointing days than someone who's following positive habits like yourself.
Absolutely. I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there right now that are empathizing with you as you talk about getting up in the morning and thinking, oh no, not another day at this job, at this company, at whatever they're doing. So what are the things that they could do that you would recommend for people to snap themselves out of it?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing to do, as always, is to get awareness over what they're doing right now. So I think it would be a really excellent exercise for anyone listening to this just to give some thought as to what is their, perhaps their typical first 20 minutes like. And it's interesting, we talk around the first 20 minutes quite specifically because that can does really set the tone. And before you get caught up in what's happening in the news or what your kids are going to tell you should do or what your boss is going to tell you what you should do, it's really important that you tell yourself what you want to do and what you want to achieve in the day. So I think it's a really excellent exercise if someone just takes a few minutes to reflect back on what their habits are, both physical habits and also mental habits. What do they say to themselves in that first 20 minutes? Is it positive? Is it empowering? Is it serving them in the right way? And what are the things that they do or say that perhaps are that no longer serve them, that are old habits that need to die, or that are sapping the energy from them and not giving them, setting themselves up for success? So perhaps even it's doing exercise where you take out a piece of paper, draw a line down the middle. On the left-hand side, you write down positive habits, positive morning habits, and on the other side, you write down negative morning habits. And even the negative habits doesn't mean that you're consciously doing them, but now that you become conscious, it's really a great exercise. So I think writing them down, what works well and what has not worked well, so the first step is awareness.
Mm.
And I think once people become aware, then they can make some change. So yeah, I think go ahead.
I was going to say, if you do find that you have a rather a large list of negative habits, what would you do to knock those on the head?
Well, one of them is maybe to perhaps knock yourself on the head and knock some sense into you. I think the key is, yeah, once you're aware of, you know, you're doing some silly things, you know what, you're doing things that actually you can see now how that puts you in a certain mood or gives you a certain emotion as you're driving into work or as you talk to your colleagues. That aren't really helpful. So one of the funny things about habits is often people try to change a habit. But perhaps a more effective way to think of it is actually how do you replace that habit? So one of the best ways to knock off some of the negative habits is actually just use that same time to do something that's more powerful for you. So that may be writing in your journal. That may be doing some simple morning exercises. That may be rather than spending that 20 minutes of watching some negative news, perhaps it's 20 minutes of reading some empowering book or reflecting back on your journal or planning your day. And to try that for a few days. So I think that's the second step is really to look at your negative list. And look at the better ways, more empowering ways that you can just replace that time that you're doing with that. And then the third thing is really just the third step would really just be try something new and continue to be conscious of it. Continue to keep up to date that list of what's good and what's working and what's not working yet. And continue to modify and just try to use that first 20 minutes to do something much more empowering. Now, and so have you kind of gone through that process before, Paul, for yourself or any clients?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the things that actually, when I'm dealing with clients, it usually happens in around about session 4 that they have this revelation that initially it involves their sleeping pattern. So they first of all decide that one of the first things they're going to do is they have to go to bed a little bit earlier, just simply so that they can get up in the morning more refreshed and more energized. So that's kind of step one for the client. Then step two is this planning, this setting up their day ready and willing so that they can get out there and know exactly what it is that will make a difference for that day. Even if it's only just one thing, what is that one thing they're going to do first thing in the morning? And pretty much 100% success rate, every single person that I've coached, they make this change in their life as one of the main significant driving factors to re-motivate and energize them.
Yes. And I think you know, what we're talking about here is a morning habit. In the first 20 minutes, what is that habit? And to be really clear for our listeners, you know, really a habit is something as simple as just a regular tendency, something that you do on a regular basis. And so any negative habits that you have can be actually quite easily replaced by simply doing something that you would prefer to do instead. And so it may feel a bit awkward at first. It may feel like you're going, as change often does, it feels a bit uncomfortable, like you're not quite sure if you're doing it right. But the key is just being clear on what's the actual impact of that and how do you feel maybe an hour later. What's your emotions like? What's your outlook on the day? How are you feeling? How optimistic are you? How positive are you, etc.? And then you'll start to learn, and that helps reinforce why you should be doing those habits and how they can benefit you.
Absolutely. The one thing I would say is that it doesn't have to be a strictly regimented morning routine.
Exactly.
It probably would help you at the beginning if you did make it a slightly stricter and slightly more regimented, just to start, just to get yourself into the habit, a good habit, in the morning, to do something more productive and then relax it a bit and just enjoy your morning. But definitely to start with, it's usually a good idea to knock the nail in with a very strong hammer blow and make sure that it's something that's secure and effective.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing about habits as well is that, yes, it is conscious for a long time, but then, you know, a month down the road after you've been doing something that really works for a while, you realize that you're doing it without even thinking about it. And so the behavior is still there. You're still taking those actions that are really helping you, but it doesn't feel like work because it's just a natural part of your day, or it's a natural series of things that you'll do over the course of a week that really put you in a great state to really take on the day.
Absolutely. And 100% of my clients can't be wrong.
Absolutely. Very good. Very good. Well, I think that does it, Paul. I think we've covered off some really good points and for people to take on board. And hopefully our listeners will take some action on that. And if they have any questions or any thoughts of habits that really work for them, please do go to our website. That's actionpodcast.com and put a comment onto this post and let us know how your habits are coming along. Okay, Paul, we'll talk to you next time.
Take care, Chris. Bye-bye.
So to summarize, 3 points to really help you create some really powerful and empowering morning habits. Number one is be aware of what you're doing right now. Be aware of what really works for you. What are the positive habits, the positive things you're doing? And also be aware of the things that you're doing in those first 20 minutes of the day that perhaps aren't setting yourself up for a really successful day. Once you become aware of that, point number two is to replace those negative points with something more positive. Spend that same amount of time doing something that's really going to empower you and put you in the right frame of mind for a great day. And thirdly, be aware of how you feel an hour after that and recognize what works and continue to improve what doesn't, and you'll set yourself up for really great days and continue to have great morning habits. Good luck.